The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13 cycles of Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf from Masechet Shabbat is Daf Samach Gimel, and we're holding at that Halakha Mishnah. Continuing now with things that could possibly be Mechayev HaChatat in walking out with, we're moving on to men. Lo yetzei ha'ish, lo b'sayif, lo b'keshet, lo b'tris, lo b'alav, lo b'romak. All of these various things that are warned in war, these are things which could be mechayev you achatat if you do walk out with. So your sword, or your bow, or your magin, how do you say it? A shield, or an alav, or a romak, or you have a bat, or a lance.
M16.
Yeah. If you did walk out in Rosh Hashanah, you would be chayav chatat. Rabbi Eliezer says that's not true. They're takshitin lo. These things are considered to be decorative, so therefore they're always considered to be malbush, whether they're in use or not. No, you can't call war making decorative. Shinemar, because look, if the whole beautiful neviyut of Yeshayahu liatid lavo is vechitetu charvotam leitim vechanitotehim lemazmirot. So the idea is lo yisagoy al goy cherev, and therefore they're considered to be an embarrassment that we should be such savages. Now, how do you call them takshitim? Birit tahora. We've actually discussed this before. Garter belts. Is tahor v'yotzin bo b'shabbat, because she would never undo it. Kavalim, which we're going to talk about, are tameim ve'in yotzin ben b'shabbat. The Gemara is going to ask what exactly it is. What is an ala? An ala is a kulpa, it's a bat, which has a wider top. Rebbe Eliezer amar takshitin eino. Let's take a look at the conversation in the Braita Tanya. Amrula la Rabbi Eliezer. According to you, that these things are decorative, why does the Navi tell us that la'atid lavo, they will be batel, v'chimeakra, the takshitin ein lo, v'imahim betelim limot ha-mashiach. Amar la'am, what kind of free question is that? They're not necessary anymore. L'fishen ha-tzrichim, shirem ha-lo yisa, goyel, goyel, v'cherek. And so what? But according to you, it should be born l'noi v'yomla, just a decoration. Amar Abai, because it loses its decorative element, because of the fact that it no longer has any meaning. Look, lights are decorative, right? But you don't put on lights in the middle of the afternoon outdoors, do you? This whole discussion that's taking for granted that they're betalim liyamot ha-mashiach is understanding the words of the Navi of Echitetu Charvotam Le'itim as referring to Yomot HaMashiach. But Shmuel says there's no such thing as a difference between the way we live today and the way we live B'Yomot HaMashiach, other than one issue. She'ibud Malkiyot, She'ibud Goliot, She'ibud Malkiyot, Adar Abdelvad. The only thing is that we're not dependent on Obama. But other than that, it's the same world. There's no magic. Same magic, same issues. You're not going to end up without the poor. You're going to need social security. Have all the issues that you have today. But on the other hand, it is in fact taking for granted the approach of Reb Chiya Bar Ava. Don Reb Chiya Bar Ava, kol ha-nevi'im lo nitnabu elu yamot ha-mashiach. When we have all these metaphors about the beauty of life to come, that's not referring to Olam Haba. That's referring, according to Reb Chiya Bar Ava, only to yamot ha-mashiach. No Navi would give any type of even metaphorical representation of Olam Haba, because Ayin lo ra'ata Elohim zulatecha, as it says, even the Nevi'im had no concept, really, to be able to express anything about Olam Haba. And therefore, the only way to understand all of these descriptions of a better world has to be Limot HaMashiach. And that's exactly what the Chachomim were assuming when they tied it to Rabbi Eliezer. Why are they brought to be Limot HaMashiach? That's what it's referring to as Limot HaMashiach, according to him.
Igani Amri. Now others have a different version that runs like this. Amrulu Rabbi Eliezer, if they're takshitin, why are they betelim limot HaMashiach? Amarlan, who says they're betelim limot HaMashiach? Where did you get that from? Af limot HaMashiach, they're not betelim. So in this version, Rabbi Eliezer indeed insisted that Shmuel is right, and that none of these words refer to Yimot HaMashiach. Hainu de Shmuel, upligit Rabbi Bar Abba. Now in this version, in fact, we're arguing in Rabbi Bar Abba and admitting that these are representations of Olam Haba, not Yimot HaMashiach. Amalei Abaye le Rav Dimi. So Abaye said to Rav Dimi, or maybe it wasn't Rav Dimi, maybe it was Rav Avya, or maybe it wasn't Abaye, maybe it was Rav Yosef who said to Rav Dimi, or maybe it was Rav Yosef who said to Rav Avya. You know what? Maybe it was Abaye who said to Rav Yosef. Anyway, my time up, the Rebbe Eliezer. What's the bottom line? According to Rebbe Eliezer, who says they're Takshitin Engla, where does he see that these obviously functional things are considered to be takshitin and represent something of value? Oh, because it says in the pasuk, Chagor Harbachal Yerech Gibor, Hot Chava Agarecha. I mean, so if we are referring to a cheref as your beauty, then obviously it's got to be a takshit. I thought that whole pasuk is referring to Divrei Torah. I mean, there it's talking about Yaf Yafita Mi Bnei Adam. You're the most beautiful. Tzlach Rechav Advar Embet. Referring to Talmidei Chachomim. I mean, so that cherub over there is the intellect. It's not the physical sword. So what? Ein Mikra Yotzi Midei Pshuto. You cannot use a metaphor that is not, that doesn't work in real life. If the Torah is using it, then the Pashtut has to make sense. If it's calling a cherev as Otchava Adarecha, then obviously it's a Takshit. Rav Kahana said, this is incredible. You know, I was 18 years old, and I had already finished the whole Shas. Gadavina Ba'at Tamanis Rishnin, Havigamina Yilkul Shas. And I still don't know, until today, Nova Yadana Dein Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto. I mean, this is an amazing Yisod that I never picked up. I'd ask them until I heard it just now. So, what do we care about your personal history? Micah Mashba. No, it's telling me a great deal. It's telling me Lidman Ishvara Lisper. Don't think you need to know everything. Don't think you need to understand everything. You pick up the data, ultimately, it'll all start to make sense. But don't say, oh, I don't understand this, I'm going to sit here and think about it for 2 hours. Gunna daf yomi. Omre b'yirmi omre b'lazer. Shnei tabadei chachamim ha-bechadim zet ba'alacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach. Now that we're bringing the pasuk of Chagor Harbachal Yerech Gibor, Hotcha V'Hadarecha, we want to darshan basically these psukim. It goes on to say, V'Hadarecha Tzlach Rechav Advar Emet V'Anva Tzedek V'Tolchan Nor Od Yiminecha. Beautiful, beautiful psukim. We're darshaning that if you have Tamidei Chachomim that work out, they ask each other questions, not in order for one upmanship, to prove I know better than you, but to get closer to the truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matzliach, their paths. Shenema v'Hadarcha Tzlach. Don't read that Hadarcha, your beauty is success. It's v'Chadatcha. You're sharpening each other. V'lo od ele shalim l'gdula, such a pair will end up becoming great. Shenema Tzlach Rechav. Rechav means dark night rising. Yochel afilu shalo l'shma. You might think this is even if there's no real concern for this. It's like intellectual games. No, Talmud Lomar Al-Dvar Emet. It's only where the whole point is truth. Yocholim Hegizdat. Oh, you might think even if they're stuck up and arrogant, which usually goes together with Lashal Lashma anyway, but I suppose it's possible to do the Dvar Emet and still be arrogant. Talmud Lomar V'Anvat Tzedek. It's only if it comes with Anivat, then it becomes now the tzidkut. Nimosim kein zochim leTorah shenitna b'yamin. If they do this, then they are zocha to the Torah from Yoda Yamin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar, as it goes on at the end of the pasuk, v'torcha noraot yaminecha. Renachum Yitzchak Omer, that means that you're also zoch in the Dvarim shenemru b'yamin shel Torah. There are things that are said about those who are osek of the right hand, meaning with all of their strength and with real concern. The Omer Rav Bar of Shila, Arm Lomer of Yezi Bar Chamar of Epsheshet, my dichtiv orech yamin b'yamina. And the right hand for those who are mechav into the truth and put their whole heart into it, like your right hand, then you have length of years. And bismola osher v'kavod, those who don't do with that level of commitment, involvement, and love, But there's still riches and honor. So what does that mean? You only have Orech Yamim, B'Yamina, but there's no Osher V'Kavod Lecha. I mean, if you're Zochet to life, Koshkin Zochet to some money, you know. Ela Malamayimin Ba'Orech Yamim Ika V'Koshkin Osher V'Kavod. You're in the context of the Pasuk. Those who are only Masve'ilim Bar only Zochet to Osher V'Kavod Ika, but Orech Yamim Lecha. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, Omer Shimon ben Lakish. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim that are nochim zelazeva halacha. Two Talmidei Chachamim that actually quietly discuss things and they don't try to outdo each other. They don't get angry that the other one doesn't hold like you. They are zocha that Hakadosh Baruch Hu makshiv lehem. Shneema az nidberu yirei Hashem, and goes on to say vayakshiv Hashem vayishma. So what is nidberu has a double meaning. It doesn't mean they speak to each other, but it means speaking in the same sense that nidberu can also mean to be crushed by. And ein dibur, this dibur is nachat. Shinemar yadber amim tachtenu. So yadber means to crush beneath you, which means that they have to accept that they're in a lower position. So az nidberu means both of them are ready to be in a nachut position, as we would say today. And that means that I'm not interested in disproving you. And when it goes on to say, Az nidberu yirei Hashem yishareyev vayakshev Hashem vayishma, vayikatev sefer zikaron lefanav yirei Hashem ulechoshvei shemo. What is the choshvei shemo beyond a yirei Hashem? My lechoshvei shemo. Om Rabbani, note the word choshvei means intent. So that means afilu chishav lasot mitzvah. V'nenaz v'lo asah. A guy had a whole plan. I was going to become a mitzvah, and then something happened out of his control, and he ended up not being able to do so. Ma'ala alava katuv kilo asa'ah, the Torah considers it, because he's done his best, to give him the schar as if he did it. Someone who does a mitzvah as stated, without inserting any other types of balances, hierarchies of values that are personal, needing to understand what's going on, you do what needs to be done. In mevasrinato b'sirot ra'ot. Shnama shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. So he does not hear bad tidings. Om Rav Asi, v'teimer Rav Chanina. You should know such a person, afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer gzeira. Even if it's already gzeira against something. Who mevatla, such a man, can be mevatla the gzeira. Because note that on the one hand it says, b'asher devar melech shilton, who mi omar lo mata ase. Who can tell the king what to do after he's given out a decree? And yet, somically, the posik near to this posik, the very next posik says, Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. So obviously, that means that this person can be mavatalit. Amr Babi, furthermore, once we're already discussing the various ma'amoras said in the name of Rav Shimon Lakish over here, Amr Babi or Rav Shimon Lakish, Shnei Tavidei Chachamim ha'mak shivim zelazeh ba'alacha. You have people that listen carefully to what the other one says, try to understand what the other one says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to them too. Shomei Alekulan. Shinema hayoshevet baganim. Those who are sitting in the gan, that's like Kerem Biavn and the Beis HaMedrash. Chaverim makshivim. Friends who listen to each other. Lekolei hashmiini, I want to hear too. Bimeino sinkin. But if they can't tolerate what the other one has to say, they are germim l'shchina shemistaleket miyisrael. That causes the shchina to say, forget it. And that's the next pasuk. L'kolech hashmi'ini barach todi u'dmelech alitzvi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also runs away if he doesn't have that. Omer Ababa, furthermore, Omer Ababa, Omer Pshimim Lakish. Shnei tamidei chachamim hamad gilim zelazav halacha. They call each other together like under a flag. We should work this out together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ohava. Shnema v'diglo. They're calling to each other is alai ahava. So they don't learn in a shir, but they learn together to try to figure things out. Omar Rava, yeah, but that doesn't refer to one of these modern, you know, chavruta things where we make up our own midrashim and we, you know, just decide what we're going to think. The other tzirat that Ishmael does is at least that they've been sufficiently exposed that they know the way to think about things that they got from a Rebbe. And it's also if there is no Rabba Bemata, the Mingmar, I mean, there's nobody that is great in the area that they can learn from. But if there's someone that they could learn from and instead they decide, let's do it our way, that is not considered to be Ahava. ויאמר רבא ואמר רבי שמעון בן לקיש, גדול המלווה יותר מן הצדיק. That's better to give a loan to an ani than to give charity. And the greatest of all is matil bekis yoter mikulam, is to put money into his bank account to do business with it, to split the profits, to encourage him to get set up at his own. That is the greatest chesed you could do. Yom Rebaba, Yom Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Im Talmid Chacham, no kemen on terken achashu. You may have a Talmid Chacham in the neighborhood who is really a tough bastard. It's hard to get along with him. He's like a snake. You know what? Chogreo amotnecha. Make him your best friend and stick close to him, because the end is you're going to learn a lot from him. And if it's an Am Haaretz, it's the nicest guy in the world. He's a chassid, it's a lovely. Al tador b'shchunato, don't live anywhere nearby. Omer of Kan, Omer of Shimon Lakish. Varmel Omer of Asi, Omer of Shimon Lakish. Varmel Omer of Abba, Omer of Shimon Lakish. Continuing on. Kol hamegadel kelev rabitov peto. Somebody has a vicious dog in his house. Nonea chesed mitov peto. He also prevents aniyim from coming to his home. Getting money, they're scared to go up to the... You know, forget about the postman. You can't get the request for money from the post office. I mean, the postman's scared to come in, but you certainly can't get the mishalachim at the door. Shinema lamos merayo chesed. And in Yevanit, the word lamos is a dog. Zekar lakelev lamos. And therefore, it's a remez to this idea we just had in the parsha. Lamos merayo chesed is Yaakov Avinu's unwillingness to share Dina with Esav, is this pasuk as well. That's a different meaning of lamos, would mean to he who has been mitmoses, somebody who has failed, like a person who's melted away like Esav, you know. Lamas, to such a person, mireo chesed, or haita lamas, we see in Eicha. The great city became like avadim. Let's say sarei misim. Sarei misim is the sarim of avadim. Nachra Yisrael there, af porek mimeno yirat shamay. Take a look at the end of the pasuk. Not only do you keep out the aniyim, you also take off yirat shamay from yourself by carrying on with his dog. Shemav yirat shaday yaazov. There was once a story about yiita tadaila lahu beit lameifa. She didn't have an oven. She was going into a neighbor to bake, who allowed her to use her kitchen. Navag bakal, but she was pregnant, and this giant dog that's barking at her. It's Akar Vlada, and she senses that she's going to lose the baby. So the man of the house says, don't worry about the dog. We've taken out his canine teeth. We've removed his claws. He ain't going to hurt you. Shkile Divi, Shkile Tufre. She said, well, you can also be Shkile Tuvute. If you don't, thanks for your favors. You could throw out your favors and put him in the thorn bush. Shadiach Nizre. Kvar not Vlad, I already sense I'm going to lose this baby because you're a dog. This is a really empowering kind of pasuk. Have a good time, youngster. As long as you're vital and fun, why don't you enjoy yourself? Why don't you just follow your eyes around? There's lots of pretty girls out there. And go in all of the desires of your heart. And then all of a sudden it changes the tune. But you better watch out, boy. Which way do we go? Well, I've come to great Sarah. I mean, that's telling you, that's what you're hearing in your mind, you know, but you got to take into consideration. The pasuk is not, but the pasuk is talking about what you might think. It's telling you what to think. The point over here is, I've come to Divrei Torah. You're a young man, got a whole life in front of you. There's mesectas that you like, and sugyas you want to enjoy, and Torah is like a pretty girl. Go ahead and enjoy it. But b'kan ve'lach da, everything that you learn, you're going to have to put into real, meaningful effect in your life. So b'kan ve'lach da, ki'akol ele yavi'achalim la'mishpat, to see if you've actually manifested what you've learned. B'kan ve'lach l'ma'asib tovim. Okay, birit Torah. On Rav Yehuda, a birit is a bracelet. What do you mean? A birit is a bracelet? If a birit is a bracelet, how could it be Torah? It says, "Of your birit is Torah, v'yotzah b'shabbat," and the etzadah, which is a bracelet, is one of the actual things that's listed in the whole list of kelim, which from which we learn out which things are makabel tumah. They're from Klei Midyan, and it's one of the things which is tameh. No. What he meant was a birit on the leg is the equivalent of an etz adah. That's what he's saying. So it's tachat etz adah omit it. And what it means is a garter belt around a woman's leg to hold up her stockings. Yotziv Ravin Ravuna Kameda Rav Yirmiyah. The Yotziv Rav Yirmiyah became a nominee. So there were Ravin and Ravuna were sitting and discussing things in front of Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah, who was the Rebbe, was taking a little bit of a Dremel, a little bit of a nap. The Yotziv Ravin Vekarma. So Ravin was discussing this sugya with his chavrusa, with Ravuna, in front of Rav Yirmiyah, who was sort of half asleep. So he says, a birit in our Mishnah is on one leg, and a kivalim is like a device that goes on both legs. But they do the same thing, they hold up the stockings. Amale Ravuna, and Ravuna said, no. Both of them are on two legs. And, I mean, the question is, of course, so why if it's on both legs, it suddenly become tummy, if that's what it means. So it's because the type that was used on two legs was a very decorative chasheva kind of device. Whereas it wasn't just not a pair. No, because then it wouldn't become tummy. If it's a pair, well, if the one isn't tummy, why would two be tummy? So the point is, it was different. The type that was worn on both legs was a fancy decorative thing, which she would take off. Okay. Anyway, whereas Ravuna says, not true. Have you ever heard of a one-legged garter belt? You wear it both on both legs. The difference is that in order to turn it to a kevalim, it means exactly what it says. A keval is basically handcuffs. And over here, it's leg cuffs. So you're metilin shalshelet b'nei'en. If you put a chain between the two garters, that makes it kevalim. I don't understand. So because you put a chain between it, that makes it a klit to be makabal tumah. What's the chain do? Shalshelet shebo mashuli mana. V'chitem, and maybe you'll tell me, well, I mean, yeah, because it makes noise. Like we just had before, how do we know something that makes noise? It's called a kli ma'aser, which means even sound. That's where you want it for the sound. I mean, anything that makes noise because it clicks, that's considered to be a kli? Come on. So it's doing what you want it to do. But what is it doing over here? My ma'aser ka'avid. No, it is. It's there for a purpose. The purpose of putting a chain between two garters is to make sure that the woman's stride is not too wide. Because with a wide stride, there go all the virgins in the family, which is not a very good idea. You fetch a lot less. And as Rabbi Bar Bachana said, an actual Maison, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishpacha Achat Atav Yerushalayim, there was a family that had very wide strides. Naturally, Ayub Siyotem Gasot, and all of the girls would lose their betulim young. Ayub Betuleim Noshrot. And therefore, Asulem Kabbalim Itilu Shashele B'nem Shalo Ayub Siyotem Gasot, Velo Ayub Betulotem Noshrot. And at that moment, Rabbi Yirmiyah woke up, Yitayrabu Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he said to them, boys, you're doing well. Yasher. Excellent thinking. V'chinam Rabbi Yochanan. Actually, Rabbi Yochanan had been masbir that way, our Mishnah. Ki'atar Rav Dimi Am Rabbi Yochanan minayin la'arik koshu shutamei. Rav Dimi comes from Eretz Yisrael and he reports in Rabbi Yochanan's name that how do we know that even a small piece of material is tamei, meaning it can be makabel tum, and obviously this means when it's made for a particular purpose, because as Tosis points out, we have a minimum shear of shalash, shalash, and so on. But that's ba mi beged gadol. That's what originally it was made as a big piece of material. Well, here we mean you made, let's say, a bookmark or something like that, a small piece of material, and it was designed for that purpose. It would be makabel tum, and we know that from the tzitz. And Abayah said, tzitz? Well, what does that have to do with the tzitz? The tzitz is made out of metal. How many Abayah tzitz? You call that a woven beged? Origo? Atanya tzitz was a kimintaz shel zahav. It was two etzbaot wide, mukav miozen liozen, and it had the katuvalav on two different lines, pishnei shitim, yud hei milamala, and kodesh lamed lamata. So it had yud kei vav kei, and then it had kodesh two. Tosfos says, well, the kodesh two was not directly underneath, it was offset to the right. So you read it as kodesh la, and then you looked up, there was the shame, one line above. But anyway, it sure wasn't made out of material. Actually, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi said, I actually saw the tzitz. That was the famous story where Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi managed to cure the Caesar's daughter, and they told him he could do whatever he wanted and go into the Otzer of the Melech. So he went to the Vatican in Rome, and he said, I actually found the tzitz, and I saw it. And I said, Kodesh Lashem, all in one line. So this is a nice myth, but it sure ain't what the tzitz was. Anyway, and so clearly he had made a mistake. And in fact, when Rav Dimi came to Nardah, he sent a letter back, And he said, listen, I made a mistake. And Dvarim Shabbatachem Ta'utem Biyadayim, I misquoted Rabbi Yochanan. Baram, I now found out, Kacham Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yochanan, what Rabbi Yochanan had really said apparently was, Minayin le'takshit koshu shivtami. How do we know that even a small takshit would be makabel tumah? Now, that says, well, I mean, isn't a ring a small takshit? And it says Tavat in the list of the Kalim and the of Benot Midian, so why do we need a proof? He says, well, yeah, I mean, maybe a ring would have been one of these gigantic, insane modern rings with, you know, that weighs a half a pound. I mean, I don't know. So I need to be able to bring a proof that it could be even of a very small size. Koshu, obviously, we're going to see, doesn't mean literally koshu, because we're going to require a size of some type. Does this point out?
Previously, we were talking about pins and.
No, it doesn't matter. Any touching. So, how do we know that it's Tomei? That I know from the Tzitz. Then separately, Rabbi Yochanan, I put the two together. I made a mistake over here. But Minayin La'ariko Shushu Tomei. What he said was that I know from the pasuk of O Beged. What's that O? The O comes to add. The fact that over there we have Or, Osak, and so on, that says Obeget. So Obeget comes to add even a little bit. Tana Rabbana, Ori Koshu Tame, Takshit Koshu Tame. How about if it's a part Ori and part Takshit? So your test points out, I mean, what does that mean? So then the Ori part is Koshu. So what do I care? So obviously when we say Koshu, we don't mean Koshu. I mean that, whatever that tiny functional amount, over the functionality is both Takshit and Ori. So then I need to know that I can combine the two. So Orig and also Takshit Koshu is also a Tome. Mosef Sak ala Beged, and Sak goes beyond Beged. Now this doesn't make any sense. I was going to ask what that's supposed to mean. Sak goes beyond Beged, that it's also Tome Mishum Orig. So let's do piece by piece. Omar Rava, you say Orig Koshu is Tome from O Beged. Okay. Takshit Koshu is Tomei, that obviously we know from the Tzitz, as is offered from Rabbi Yochanan. Orig v'Takshit together is Tomei from the Kol Klei Maaser. So put the two together, Kol, meaning that it's partially this, partially that. Omalei Umi Rabbana L'Rova, finally somebody pipes up and asks this question, which has been bothering us for a long time. What in the world does this have to do with our conversation? All of these psukim are from Midian, and that was talking about, now, that does understand it, was talking about Tumah, was talking about Kashrut, and so on, as I pointed out before. Rashi understands the question to mean that over there by Midian, they were talking about Tumat Mit, because over there it was a war, so it was in contact with death. But and over here, we're talking about Tumah meaning even Sheretz. And you can't learn out Sheretz from Mit, because obviously the Tumat Mit is more common than Tumat Sheretz. So that's how Rashi understands the question. This is going back to general question. What does Bichlal this have to do with Tumah at all? But in any event, the answer is the same. So Rava said, you're right, but Amarle Gomar Kli Kli, by Shrutzen, it says, Kol Asher Yasem Alachava, so that is the way Rashi understands it. Kol Asher Yipomi and Bimotam, and therefore we learn out Tomei Meit from Tomei Sheretz, according to Tosis, we learn out Kol Klei Maaser from Midian to the Dinam of Tumah itself. Should we just do the Mosaf? Just a little bit of peace. All right, I guess it goes on too long. We'll do it. Lo yetzeya ish lo b'sayif, lo b'keshif, lo b'tris, lo ba'alav, lo b'romach, v'im yatzah chayav chatat. Rabbi Eliezer omer, takshikin elo, v'chachavim omrimen elo v'gnai, shem rav v'chitetu charvotam leitim v'chanitotehem l'mazmarot, v'lo yisa goy al goy cher, v'lo yumadu od milchama. Birit Torah v'yotzin ba b'Shabbat, kivalim t'meim ve'in yotzin ben b'Shabbat. So, by be'ala kulpa, Rebbe Eliezer omer, takshitine in law. Tanya omer, the Rebbe Eliezer, v'chimi achar, takshitine in law, mibnei mayim b'telen l'vot ha-Mashiach. Omer, what kind of question is that? V'yenu tzrichim, sh'em alo yisar goyo goy cherub. So, but according to you, tevil l'noi b'alma. Om Rabbi, Minirabi, Ashraga Batira. ופליגת את שמו. דיום השמו, אין בין העולם הזה למות המשיח, אלא שאיבוד גוליות בלבד, and therefore there is, it isn't even true that they're about to leave the Mashiach. שמה כי לא יגדל אביון מקרב הארץ, but it's בסייה, אלא לא בחיר ברבא, who holds that indeed, it's a reference to the נביא מות המשיח, דורם בחיר ברבא, כל נביאים לא ניתנה בו אלא למות המשיח. אבל עולם הבא, אין לא ראת אלוהים זולתך, יקני אמר אמר רבי אליעזר וכמי אחר תקשיתיננו בפני מה הם בטלים לימות המשיח אמר להם they're not after ימות המשיח הם הם בטלים and that is exactly what Shmuel held who pleaded Rav Chiya bar Abba אמר לי אביי לרב דימי or was it Rav Avya or was it Rav Yosef Rav Dimi or was it Rav Yosef Rav Avya or was it Abaye Rav Yosef anyway my time in the Rav Eliezer the Yom HaTakshitinenlo the Ferish Apostle Chagor Charbacha Yerach Yitrahot Chavad Arecha can't make it clearer than that Amar Le Rav Kahana Lamar Barei the Ravuna Hai B'divrei Torah Ktiv Amar Le so what but still in Mikra Yotzei B'dei Pshuto Amar Rav Kahana I can't believe it Karavinu Bartamani Zarshinah V'gabinu Le Lekula Shas and I never knew that in Mikra Yotzei B'dei Pshuto until I just heard it. Thank you very much for that personal note. My kamashman, the lead marina shvara lizba. Omre v'yirmi omre v'lazer shnei tavidei chachamim ha-bechadadim zela zabalacha ha-kadosh baruch hu matzliach lehem shenem ar v'ador chatzlach al tikre v'ador chavachadot chatzlach ולעוד אלה שאולן גדולה שם הצלח רחב יוכל אפילו שלא לשמוע תעמד לומר דבר אמת יוכל מגיז דעתו תעמד לומר ואן וצדה ומוסים כן זורכים לתורה שניתה בימין שנמה ותורך נוראות ימיניך ונחמה יצחק אומר זורכים לדברים שנמרו בימינה של תורה שנאמר אדומר אבא ברוך שיל אמר אדומר רבי יוס ברחם רב ששת מי דכיב אורך ימים בימינה בשמאל האושר בכבוד what are you telling me that בימינה only אורך ימים איקה אושר בכבוד לקה אלא מה מיינים בא אורך ימים איקה קושקין אושר בכבוד למסמין בא אושר בכבוד that's what איקה ברוך ימים לקה אמר רבי ירמי אמר רב שמן לא כשנית אבידי חכמים הנוכין זה לזה בהלכה הקדוש ברוך הוא מקשיב להם שאומר אז נדברו יראי השם and נדברו is a lotion of and דיבר על הנח השם ידבר עמים תחתינו מי ולחושבי שמו אמר רבי ירמי אפילו חישב לעשות מצווה ונענז ולא עשה מעלה עליו הכתוב כאילו עשה אמר רבי ירמי ברידי כל עושה מצווה כמאמרה אין מבאסין אותו בסירות רעות שם השומר מצווה לא ידע דבר רע אמר ואז ויתם רבחנין אפילו הקדוש ברוך הוא גוזר גזירה הוא מבטלה שנאמר באשר דבר מלך שלטון מי אומר לו מה אתה עשה which is immediately followed by שומר מצווה לא ידע דבר רע אמר ואבא אמר שמן לא כשנית בדי חכמים המקשיבים זה לזה בהלכה הקדוש ברוך הוא שומע לכולם שמה יושבת בגנים חברים מקשיבים לכולי חשמיני But in Eino Simkin, Gormim Lishkina, Shemistaleket Miyisrael, which is the next passage, Shnema Barach Todir Demelech HaLetzvi. Omre Baba, Omre Bishimim Ben Loki, Shnei Tamidei Chachamim Amad Gilim, Zela Zabalacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oavam Shema, V'diglo Alay Ahava. Omar Rava, but that's only if they have some basis for learning, the Yadit Zerat HaDishmaindata. And it's only if there's nobody to learn from, the Letbe Rava B'mata, L'migmar Minyan. Omer Baba Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish Gadol Malveh Yoter Menos Tzedaka and the greatest of all is Matil Bekis Yoter Bekolam to do business with. Omer Baba Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish Im Tamid Chacham No Kem and Yoter Kana Chashu Chogreu Al Motnecha Imam Aretu Chasidis Stay away and Al Tador Bishkenato. Omer Kan Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish Amar Omer Vasi Omer Shlakish Amar Omer Baba Amar Rav Shlakish Kol Megadol Kelav Rabbit Och Beto Monei Chesed Mitoch Beto. שנאמר למוס מראה וחוסר, שכמלשון יוונית קוראים לכלב למוס. רב נחמן יצחק אומר, אף פורק ממנו יראת שמיים, שמר ויראת שקה יעזוב. היית תודאי לו, בית הלמי פנבח בקל ותעקב לדה. אומר למורי דבר, בא, לא תתחרי, שקילי ניבי, שקילי תופרי. אומר ליד, שקילי תובתך ושד יחיזרי, כבר נעד ולד. אמרו לו נמייתי, כתיב שמח בחור בילדותיך, ותיבך לבך בימי בחורותיך, והלך בדרכי לבך בברי עיניך, ודע כי הכל אלו יביאך אלוהים במשפט. עד כאן דברי יצר הרע, מכאן אלו דברי יצר תורה, שלא כשמנו. עד כאן דברי תורה, מכאן ואילך למעשים טובים. Birit Torah. Amr Rav Yehuda, a birit is an etzadah. Matir Rav Yosef, how could it be an etzadah? It says a birit is Torah, v'yotzva v'shabbat, and etzadah is clearly tmeyah, it's one of the kelim ebilya. Hokikama, birit serves on the leg, tachat etzadah, on an arm. That's the point. So it's a garter belt. Yotiv Rabin Ravuna, come in the review, maybe Yotiv Rabin Ravuna, come in Amni. Yotiv Rabin, the Kohama, Birit Bachat, Kivon Bishtai. Amalai Ravuna, no, Eleve Eleve Shtayim. But Metidr Shalshelet, Benayam, and then it's Kivonim. And Shalshelet, I understand, Shalshelet Shabamash, like mana. But he tame up because it makes noise, like Roshubar Nachmeni, Roshubar Nachmeni, Rabbi Yochanan. Mina, in the Mashmiako, the Klimata, Kochuta, Meshama, Kodavar, Shayavo, Beshafilo, Dibur, Bamashma. That wouldn't apply here. Bishlamahata, Bikabole, Lakala. Therefore, it's Kavin Maase. But Ocha, my Maase Kavi. No, Okanami Kavin Maase. The Omer Rabba, Barbachan, Rabbi Yochanan. Mishpacha, Kadetabi, Yerushalayim, Shoyb, Siotem, Gasot. Ayubetulatem, Noshrot, Asulam, Kivalim. Etilashashelet, Benem, Shoyb, Siotem, Gasot, Loyubetulatem, Noshrot. Itarabo, Rabbi Yermi, Omalo, Yap, 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 Yasher, Chinom, Rabbi Yochanan. Kyandra Dimi Om Rabbi Yochanan Minayin La Orik Koshu Shutamemi Tzitz. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Tzitz. Tzitz isn't an Orik. Vatanya Tzitz Kimin Tasha Zahav Rochav Shtetz Von Mukab Miozen Ozen Katuv Alav Vishnei Shittim Yurei Lamala Kodesh Lamed Lamata Om Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan Yirei Tibi Aromi. And it's just plain old Kodesh Lashem B'shtachat. Sorry to disappoint you. Anyway, Kisolak Rabdim in Narda Shalach Lo, I'm sorry. Dvorim Shamati Lachem indeed were a mistake. Tod Vemi Yerai Bra. That's what I should have said over. Mitzitz. And I now mixed up the next piece. Benayin la'ori koshu shutame me'obeget. Tana Rabbanan, orig koshu tame, takshit koshu tame, orig v'takshit koshu tame, and Moshe sak ala beged shutame mishum orig. Let's get that straight one by one. Omar Rava, orig koshu tame. Okay, I know that from O beged. Takshit koshu tame. I know that from the tzitz. Orig v'takshit koshu. I know that from kol klei maaseh. It is made out of separate things. Omle omir Rabbanan la Rava. All of those psukim are by klei midyankti. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Gomar kli kli mihatam. It's kola she yase melacha, kola she yipo mitocho, and so on, or kol kli maase.
This daf is daf samar gimel to be brought to a stunning beginning.
Wow.
By Sabbat.
Lo
yetzei ha'ish, moving on now between the sexes, a man should not go out wearing his type of special clothing. Of course, men's clothing is a little bit more destructive than women's clothing. So, below the sayyid, below the keshet, below the trees, below the Allah, below the romaf. So, he shouldn't be going around carrying nuclear bombs, not H bombs, not A bombs, or whatever particular thing it is. You know, these are modes of dress. And there actually are some people that like to parade up and down the streets wearing their swords, or their bows and arrows, or their shields, and Allah is a club, the lower Romach is a lance. You shouldn't go out wearing that, and according to the Tanakhami, and Yatzachayat Chatat, even though you would think that maybe these are modes of decorations, but Lamaisa, they're also to wear it. Says, yes and no, it's not true. Tashitinim. Although perhaps there may be other shailas involved, but certainly you're not Chayat Chatat. I mean, these are Tashitinim, the modes of dress in which a person, and this again, the same way that someone who is. Has trouble walking can walk with a walking stick. Human beings who have trouble defending themselves with their own simple evolutionary materials use their more developed ones, which are their brains. Rebelly has their own tachshitim in law. Therefore, you can carry them the same and carry any other thing that your body needs. The chachamim omrim, these are not tachshitim, because they are viewed as violations of the normal order. Eino ela lignai, the whole idea of meaning such things, weapons, is a gnai for a human being. And the proof is, shenema v'chitetu chavotam le'itim, and we have the famous Nevi'ah of Yishayahu, that when Mashiach comes, b'shafat v'haguyim, v'chiyat lamim rabim, there will be a melech on the world, then v'chitetu chavotam le'itim v'chamitoteihem l'mazmerot, and then they will take their, you know, Yeah, beat them into what do they call them in English? Plowshares. Plowshares is a little strange, strange translation. It's a type of shovel, basically. But well, okay, but the idea over here, the pruning shears is nice. That's what they use, right? Pruning shears. Yeah. But okay, so if this would be such a toxic, so then they wouldn't be considered to be something that would disappear. No?
An active weapon or just a dress?
No, even well, that's the thing. The dress has to have some kind of positive reflection on the wearer, right? You know, that's what a dress is. Since these things are the gnai, in what sense are they a takshir? You know, it's interesting that, I mean, it seems like this, these issues are not particularly contemporary, because Mamanavshah, people who are engaged in second and first issues, but there's a big shuva from Remation that had to do with Hatsala, which was where he was Makshirei Kesher. And he held that the Makshir Kesher was similar to the issues of the year. That the question only was, but I mean, I don't know. Personally, I don't see any grounds for it, but anyway, he was afraid that since maybe you would call it Botelat de Lavo, where you don't need Makshirei Kesher for us. I don't think that's the point of the Mishnah. But anyway, he came out that a Makshir Kesher is okay to carry around.
Okay, where your gun to shoot yourself.
So this is the Machlokes of it. Yeah, it's the way that they use it all the time. All the people that work for us, all the people in New York are walking around with these things at Shabbos.
But because it's within a boom.
Well, but Lamaisa is it would be, first of all, not everybody relies on the Arab. You mentioned Arab. And besides which, I mean, the Israel over here was even to go out to Chotzer, if it's a different Zero of Tachshir. But anyway, he's Mat, Lamaisa. Although it's Mat, he's Mat only when it's part of your bed. That I don't know.
Chotzer
would
be.
No. Yes, these Chachorin is a Pirish and a Tanakam. Why did the Tanakam say that they're not considered to be Tachshitim? Because something which is a Gnai can't be a Tachshit. Birit Tehora, a birit we had before is a garter belt, although it's actually shaped like a ring, elastic ring. wasn't very good for the blood circulation, but anyway, they used this elastic ring to hold up the stockings. And Yotzin Ba B'Shabbat, the reason that it's Tehora is because it's not a kli for an Adam, it's a kli for a kli. Because the stocking is the kli for the Adam, and this is a kli that holds the stocking on. It doesn't have any direct application to Adam. Shevalim Tmeim. Cable TV is considered to be tummy. Okay. It means actually the same thing as a birit, as we'll see, except that it was a birit that had an attached chain to prevent, this is going back over here to women, to prevent young girls from spreading their legs too far and damage their betulim. So they used to put on the kids, and used to put kibalim. I certainly wouldn't have liked bicycle riding. Ve'in yotzim ben b'shabbat. Although even the Goyim have made a little bit of a concession to this by having that little pole room down. The girls' bike. They don't mind if the boy gets butted the life out of him with those. But the girls, I never understood that one when I was a kid. You need to get to this mission. So my Ba'ala, so that was the Gemara to say, why is that tummy? Because it comes already touched Mishlad and directly. My Ba'ala, and Allah is a kufa. It's a club. Rabbi Eliezer and Tachshitim in law. Tanam Amrulo the Rabbi Eliezer explain to us, according to you, that these things are Tachshitim. But in Yafet the Tachshitim, they mind the table when you go to Mashiach. Why in the vision of Yeshayahu and Navi is it considered to be such an important thing that they will be bottled? They won't be there anymore. Amalanda, if you shame them, it's a thing. You don't need them. That's what you're going to say, that a lamp is bottled in the day. It doesn't have a din of a kli. It's the same thing. You don't need them. Shemalo Yisab Goyal Goycherev. But to have a noiva alma, so why can't it just be decorative? Well, Rabbi, you don't have a shagabat here. What do you say? A lamp is decorative. So let's carry around the lamp during the day. It's something that's not usable at that particular time. You don't give it, you don't carry it around for noiva. But that doesn't mean that there's something innately unsuitable about it. If lamaisa now it's needed, because you don't feel safe walking down the streets, or because you do have to protect yourself as well. So what's the problem? Well, plega de shmuel. Now this approach that claims that there won't be a need for weapons in Ativ Avo argues on Shmuel, because Shmuel says, "Ein bein ha'olam hazeh leimot ha'mashiach ala she'ibud goluyot bilvad, she'ne'emar ki lo yechdal avyon mikerev ha'aretz," which means that there will be no change in the way that human society functions. And if that's the case, then why would you not need the Ativ Avo? Why would you not need to protect yourself? Very interesting. It's such a fascinating thesis. How different the world is. Tosfos is bothered by the fact that Mashiach. What is that supposed to mean? Ella Shibud Malchiyot. How about the fact that you have Eretz Yisrael, you have Yerushalayim, Benuyam, everything sort of never occurred to them. You could have all of that and still be. Need to say, that's purely still Olam Gibnogonoric. What's Nafkamina when the Shiach comes? Not much of Nafkamina. The Shiach was how many days of Miluyam you have to serve.
The weapons can mean that even if there won't be any fighting between nations, the people could be rough.
Whatever, but in other words, it's not. I mean, that they ask, what are you going to do about the fact that certainly the whole point of the Muslim Mashiach is to have peace? I mean, it's to be unbothered. I could be Rambam, the classic is like Shmuel. Nonetheless, so what's the big deal? It says the big deal is to have peace, be able to concentrate on what's important in life instead of all the stupidity, your bad dad, and so on. So, but Enochinami, as you're saying, doesn't mean that there's no need to keep society under control. It's not inconceivable that people, whether it's murderers or pirates or whatever.
Is this making connection between Shabbos and
Mashiach?
Is that why we're
learning how to support the Shabbos? Not necessarily. I mean, it could still be a question of whether this is something that is innately valuable to another or not. That's why I think that the whole question of Ramesha was inappropriate. The question over here is that not that it's not a Tasha. In other words, the not necessary is what's called still a toxin, which is not necessary. But that it's a deny. I mean, in other words, I'm wearing this as a concession to the horrific needs of the moment. So we say that. Okay, if a person's at war, so then he's at war. But otherwise, we can say, I should wear a mask all the time as a toxin. Because there are not something which, I mean, that's ridiculous. It's not that, it's a toxin. It's when it's needed, so then it becomes a something that is a queen. So that's this approach of Dinas Kineged Shmuel. But there was another, and according to this, it's B'Sayei L'Rukhiya Bar-Abba. The Om Rukhiya Bar-Abba, actually, it's a raya against Shmuel, but towards Rukhiya Bar-Abba, because Rukhiya Bar-Abba says the contrary. All of these magical Nevi'ahs that we find in the Nevi'im, all of that is Dafkim Yom HaMashiach. So when it talks about Lo Yisag Goy Ogar Echerev, and so on, that's a reference to Yom HaMashiach specifically. Abba Lo Lam Abba, there's never a Nevi'ut anywhere that attempts to describe a utopian Olam Haba. All that's described is basically the best that you can have in Olam Hazeh. Ayin lo ra'atah lo'im zilotecha. On that, the Navi says that no eye has ever seen what Yasin l'machakelo, what Elohim does for those who will wait him.
Including the
Levim. V'yigriyam r'amal l'Rabbi Eliezer. Now, there's another version, it's the other way around, in which they ask Rabbi Eliezer, v'chimiyaka tutak shitinin lo m'pnei ma'im b'teinu m'nimot HaMashiach. And in this version, he answered them, who said that they are? Who said that you don't need weapons in the Mashiach? So according to this, and the Shmuel, that would be indeed like Shmuel, because he's saying that Lamaisa, there is no change, and you're still going to need your weapons to control things. According to this, he's arguing Rukhiya Barab, who says that the Mashiach, well, he said, well, there's a Omalei Abayi L'Rav Dimi, Rambam L'Rav Avi, Rambam L'Rav Yosi L'Rav Dimi. First Lashon has Abayi telling Rav Dimi, and of which there's a sub-Lashon that says, no, it wasn't Abayi to Rav Dimi, it was Abayi to Rav Avi. The second Lashon has Rav Yosef to Rav Dimi, with a subsection that maybe it wasn't Rav Dimi, maybe it was Rav Avi. And some say there wasn't anybody like that at all, the second part. It was Abayi, but it was Abayi to Rav Yosef. Boy, that was put together. So we have the subject, object, becomes the object. Anyway, my time, Rabbi Eliezer, but whoever said it, the question was, what was Rabbi Eliezer's svaro setach shitinim lo? This is a finish of pasuk. The pasuk calls a sword a decoration because it says chagor charvachal yerach kibor hotcha v'hadarecha. This is your hope. This is your hadar. This is your beauty. Keep that sword right there on your waist, ready to use. So how would we possibly have used the pasuk of Herbis, hold my doubt, if it's a Gnai, I mean, that's absolutely crazy to say that. Am I missing something? Isn't that whole pasuk referring to Divrei Torah? I mean, look at the beginning of the whole parsha, it's clearly referring to Talmid HaChachamim, Yaf Yaf Yitam Yibnei Adam. I know what we're talking about, soldiers, the most beautiful people in the world. The whole idea is, Slach Rechav Al Dvar Emet. It's all about fighting for truth. So what does this have to do with soldiery? Am I with soul? Of course it's referring to Amir Chonim, the soul. In Mikrayot Semidei Pshuto, the metaphor has to be completely usable. You know, there's no such thing as comparing something halfway. The pasuk means what it says. So look at it on the level of what it says. How can you use something which the Pashtut, what its meaning is, not a weapon in which you can now muster your own force to a cutting edge, which is a way of referring to brilliance of mind and detail that you have available to fight with, but it still has to be that weapon in a physical sense.
You can't do something ugly.
Exactly. It has to read exactly the same way on every level. He said, wow. That is absolutely stunning. You should know, Karavina Bartavani Sreshin, I was 18 years old. I finished the entire Shas when I was 18. And if you believe, I never heard till today, this is the first time that I knew that. After learning all of Shas. No, my Kamashma, no, I never learned something until it's begun. No, Kamashma, the Ligman Hinshman of Lisbon. The Pella is, he was able to get through all of Shas without knowing that. I mean, there's obviously so many questions, which if you don't understand, hey, make sure that's a big truth. You have thousands of problems. Why don't we explain this metaphorically, and so on and so forth? So it must be that he filed away those questions. And what that proves is that you're not supposed to get answers to your questions when you read through the Daf Yomi. The seriousness is very, this is extremely important. It's exactly what it means. In other words, first you need to get a picture of the material. You can't sit around asking questions, expect to get answers on this particular detail, that particular. There are no answers. It's an all or nothing issue. Like basically any set matrix. They're going to take life in little slices. Try to understand this. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. So, I mean, Lomaisa, this is what distinguishes the modern era. That's right. It's the fact that people believe that things are interrelated. You can't just make up an answer to a problem. You still made up an answer to a problem. You need to go out of stuff. You have a particular phenomenon. So what's the explanation? You come up with something, and it sounds nice. Why not? It's self-evident. Fits the facts. And if there's another fact, so you make something else that's self-evident, you just keep adding to it. Mashenki, to first start with the picture and then to try to come up with a theory that fits the facts is an incredibly advanced idea that took humanity thousands and thousands of years. I mean, half the time of the Gemara, it took literally 2,000 years to come out until such a thing was fully developed. Okay, so that's what he's saying. That's the finish. You should know. Stop trying to find answers to it prematurely. Omer Birmi, Omer Balazar. By the way, there's so much. I mean, you should know that there is pumus on this issue between the. I mean, Maral is one of the. I'm sure you all know that. The Maral's vicious attacks on the way that learning was developing in yeshivas, which people were sitting on a mesechta like they do today. Explaining a mesechta. I had a kid over Shabbos, the Ego without Shabbos. He said he came to yeshiva here, and they spent 2 weeks on the first Mishnah. They never started the Gemara. I mean, like, how can you explain a Mishnah without knowing the Gemara, even on the Mishnah? Forget about knowing Colossians. 2 weeks on the Mishnah. So the Maral writes, I mean, very, very bitterly, but first explain the lineage. Also, I mean, Halacha, but the Rav Shulchan Aruch also has a very big piece on the whole idea of this. But he writes, the Maral writes, and it's, I think his most vicious comment, which he means really literally, is that if you see someone going into a yeshiva, you're chayev to tear kriya.
Any
yeshiva. Why? He says, because the Gemara says that someone who stands by a deathbed of some other kosher is chayev to be korea when he loses his soul. So the Gemara says, what's the reason? Lamazadoma is a doma sefer Torah and Israel. So Rashi explains, sefer Torah, what is the death of a person who is sefer Torah and Israel? Because Kol Zman Shayezech Hai Ayyochal Ilmait Kalatayra Kula. And now that he's dead, it's like the Sefer Torah was burned. It's the same thing. Before the kid went into yeshiva, there was a chance he could have known Torah. The moment he goes into yeshiva, you know he'll never know anything. There's not a chance of him knowing. Does he have to type Torah Kriya? Very
funny.
He was referring to the yeshivas then in Poland, Hungary, that had the Derech of Pupil, which is with Bechlala joke. You know, in which they didn't even attempt to figure out truth. They looked for the excitement of the game. And that's the ultimate. But Lamaisa, the question of learning and of seeing the fair as a whole has been almost lost. Okay, Omer Abirmi, Omer Abalad, Shnei Tamidei Chachamim, Hamachavdim Zeh Zeh Be'anacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masiyach. You have two Tamidei Chachamim who work together and fight things through, not to prove that they're better than the next, but to sharpen their swords. I'm using the word. Which is the same thing you do for a sword. So you took this marshal, and now we're following through with the pasuk. Since that's the usage of swords, the Gavitera, so we want now to analyze all of those elements. So if they sharpen each other, God gives them both hatzlacha. So we see over here, we're continuing now our the next pasuk is, your beauty, which we just referred to as your cherev, should be tzlach. It should be successful. And that's the hadrach should be understood as hadadak slach. This which you're making yourself smarter in mutual sharpening should lead to Hatzlacha. But actual gadlut, shemetzlach rechav, you should fly away, like we are going to fly away, silver girl. You might think this means even if you're fighting it out just to see who's better. You might think this means even if you get stuck up about it. Therefore, continues the pasuk, the anvat sedek. It has to be with the anivut of what's right. Zochim the Torah shnitzna b'yamin shneemar. It continues on to say the torcha noraot yiminecha. The dafka reference to the Torah giving yamin shneem and Rav Nachman Yitzchak. This means that zochim and dvarim shneemru b'yamina shel Torah. There's certain things that were said about Torah's right hand. Certain things that were said about Torah's left hand. Yomer Rabba Bar Shila Amidam Rav Yosef Bar Chama Rav Sheshes. May receive olech yamin b'yamina, that the right hand of Torah holds the long life. And b'smola the left hand holds. Does that make sense? He's saying, what, Yamina, you only have Orach Yamin. But Osher v'Kavod, you only get by being a Masmi'ilima, which unfortunately doesn't seem to be all that wrong. But it's an amazing thing. I mean, Allah Alamaisa, you know, it really works everywhere. The more that Yamin is the pshat that someone is completely involved in the thing, is mafashrish by desires, or works with it, the kiyad yamin shehubi yuminet. As well. This is the expert hand, one that you use for somebody you care about, to get into all of the detail. So, Lamaisa, you find that those places that spend most of their time on fundraising and public relations are much more effective. Certainly more masculine. But anyway, but could it be that this is what the yield of the Ella Lamaimin and Barak Yaminika Bakochikadoshka? So, those who are apply themselves diligently and commit themselves wholeheartedly to Tayyar, so then for sure they have Osha Bakova, they even have life. The Masmina, but okay, you can still get Osher covered, but you can't get Orach Yomim out of that. Omer Birmi, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, Anochim Zerazeb Anacha, Akadosh Baruch Hu Makshiv Lahem. Two Talmidei Chachamim, there's two different approaches to the word Nochim. Nochim can be from the Lashon of Nachat, in the sense of gentleness, meaning they tolerate each other's opinion, and they work through things in order to be able to learn from one from the other, instead of simply fighting one with the other.
Gentlemen,
exactly. Excellent word. Another pshat of nochim is also, we use the word nachat for nachet. That means leadership, to be manche. So that's not necessarily the nachat other than the peace of the dead, so to speak. In other words, once one arm is sholeh on another arm, you can have a shlita that leads to nachat. Okay, not everything's at peace. Maybe it's pax romania, but it's peace. So there's two different ways of understanding it. So if we understand it as nachat, in the simple sense of gentleness, so then we read the Gemara like this. Shemar az nidburu yir'eh Hashem, and nidburu, that lashon nidburu, if we're going to use this lashon of nachas, and I mean the continuation, of course, over there is vayakshav Hashem, and vayishma, v'kadev sismetzi karmuzamah, and so on, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was much. But where do we see that means dafke ayyvein nachat? Because in dibur el nachat, shenemar yadber amim tachtenu. Now, obviously, yadber amim tachtenu, we could steamroll all over the Yuma. It's not exactly the most nachat kind of thing. But the point is, as Rashi says, if we're going to learn that, if you're mashpil another nation, then the only way to do it is that they are in a matzav of nachat. In other words, as long as they're still thinking about them, it's like the intifada. The matzav before the intifada was literally yadber amim tachtenu. They wouldn't lift up their heads and wouldn't think that they shouldn't be menachat. The moment you start stirring the pot, then not only are they not menachat, but you're no longer yadber mitachtenu. The two are interrelated. So therefore, if it says yadber, as nidberu, it must mean that each has accepted the bracketing of listening to the other person, and to be at peace, to be still, and accepting something from somebody else. The other way of learning it is that the nachat means literally each one attempts to help the other one, to guide the other one, with what it is that they know. And here it would be literally yadaber amim tachtenu. It was a lashon to control and to take charge over.
You say the yadaber is more kosher.
Yes, but once you've done this, is a lashon. I know it's not a lashon of dibur in speech, but still, it's still true that all elements. I mean, where extermination is hadabara, used today in modern Hebrew, right? The same reason. Complete control. You want to control. Control mazikim. It's extermination.
Yes, it's like authority.
Right. Although don't confuse it. Generally, people don't even realize they're interrelated. Speech and yadaber. Right. it's a different root. It's just connected in the cherish of the meaning of the thing. Okay, so then it would mean Yad Ber in the sense of to be manche. And then when it continues on in the pasuk of Az Nidbru, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makshiv, to whom is he makshiv? L'yirei Hashem u'l'choshvei Shemo. What's the difference between a Yirei Hashem and a Choshvei Shemo? Om Rav Ami, it means even he just thought about it, but you weren't able to actualize. Afilu kishev la'asot mitzvah. V'ne'enas, that something happened. You fell asleep in a daf yomi, you didn't pay attention, and it didn't go the way you wanted. That's not a heter. It's only a ne'enas. We hope he's missing this daf for a while. Someone who takes a mitzvah without chokhmas, takes it, it's mekayim it precisely the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, in the basrima tov gzerot ha'ot. Shenemar shomer mitzvah, lo yeda davar ra. Shomer mitzvah does not mean observe, which is a horrific modern detachment from it to observe. What is observe? And it's the exact opposite of shmira. You know. But what shmira means is kibam ra. Shmira means to preserve something. When I say I keep, it doesn't mean I observe. I keep means I keep, protect, cherish, care for, and so on. That's what keeping is. So, as I said, like the president has to swear to be shomer the Constitution. So when he's swearing to be shomer the Constitution, he says to preserve and protect. That's the translation of shmira. So here too, you look at the mitzvah. The mitzvah is valuable. Om Rav Azi, v'tem Rav Chanina. The truth is, I feel like a person who goes gzera, who knows that? A person like that can be mevat al kadosh baruch hu gzera. Where do we see that? Shema Basher Dvar Melech Shilton Umi Omar Lo Ma Ta'aseh. And then it says Shema Mitzvah Lo Yedat Avara. That's unbelievable in the juxtaposition. And who can tell God what to do? Of course the Shema Mitzvah doesn't have to worry about anything there. So in other words, if there's a Gezerah Ra Chas V'Shalom, so he cancels the Gezerah. Om Rabbi Abar Om Rabbi Shema Ben Lokit Shnei Talmidei Chachamim HaMakshivim Zela Zeba Halacha. Two Talmidei Chachamim who listen and learn from one another. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomei Alekulam Shema HaYoshevet Baganim Chaverim Makshivim Lekolech HaShmini. You are friends who listen to each other. Let me hear your voice too. V'imeinu Sinkein Gormim L'Shchina Shemistalekat Yisrael Shenema because the negative is on Barak Padiut Melech HaLetzvilot HaLayim Om Rebab Om Reb Shem Ben Lakish Shlei Tamidei Chachamim HaMadgilim Ze'ezeh Mahalacha. To people who encourage each other. Madgil is to gather around and to try to get other people to learn with them where they don't have a yeshiva, and if they don't have somebody to learn from. So they call together friends and let's work life out ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ohavam Shema V'Diglu Alai Ahava. So your Degel, the Vasifa, is for me love. First, there's two important caveats here. One is that two idiots that gather together to figure out the Gemara and they don't know anything about it are going to end up making a horrific mess of both of each other. So that's not a solution. That's the write your own medrash solution, which is not what it's referring to here. And so what it means is, it's a very, very telling, by the way, language over here, because it ties in with the whole idea of migras, ligmar nishvah, which is tzurat adishmaitata. Tzurat adishmaitata means you have to know the shape. You have to know the framework of it. You may not know the details, but you have to see how it all fits together. Then you can get into the details. If you don't know the tzurah of it, the tzurah is the pattern of it. You don't see the pattern of it. Don't try to understand it between yourselves either. The most you can do is like read up perhaps a little. But don't be a deglu alay ahava, because there's no ahava in that. And furthermore, v'udaletlei rabba v'mata. It means there's no one that you could have learned from. It's just somebody says, listen, what do they know? We'll figure it out ourselves. That's not ahava. That's just stupidity. It's positive to be a deglu alay ahava, but only with two conditions. Number one, you're already familiar with Surata Dishmaitita. You're not writing your own medrash, so to speak. And also, you don't have anyone to learn from. So you have no choice.
So always learn from someone who knows more, you have choice.
No, it doesn't say that, but at least it happened. No, it doesn't say that either. But what it's saying is that you, the two of you, have to have a sense of what the Gemara is about. You have to have the basic structure of things worked out. Otherwise, I mean, you come up with the most egregious mistakes. It's truly amazing. It doesn't matter how intelligent you are. You can say that absolutely the craziest thing. You know that one of my most favorite examples, there was a Catholic by the name of Travis who translated the mission. The man was a tremendous scientist. The mistakes that he makes are just so outrageous. And so, because this is not so I trying to as I start from a scientific point of view, yeah, we'll figure out what the words mean and so on. I mean, it's partially hilarious. So, you know, this is like this is the academic translation. And it's E. Edgar or Travis.
Well, to learn from mistakes.
No, it might be better to learn with mistakes, but don't. What he's saying is, don't attempt to figure out what something means if you don't have the fundamentals. That's all. If there's no fundamentals, then the things that you're going to come up with are just silly. You know, it's the same thing. By the way, that's where Avatar basically came from. If you take a look outside and you're looking at nature, you don't have any sense of the fundamentals, the patterns, and so on. And so you make up an ex-wife. You have your thunder gods and your rain gods and your fertility rites and so on and so forth. It rains and it makes it grow, which is clearly the same as human reproduction. So let's bring a virgin. It all adds up, you know. It's absolutely nuts. It comes from a sense of a breakdown of how things are really interrelated as you're looking at some little local patch. How does one mention that? Explain that. I mean, but yeah, a person knows themselves when they're approaching something because it speaks to them, or they're approaching something because they have something to say. And that's what it takes. It takes that level of honesty to know what it is you're dealing with. The Omer Baba Amr of Shimon ben Lakish, Gadol Hamlave, Yotimino Setzaka, it's greater to lend someone money than to give him a gift. Ummatil Bekish Yotim Kulam, the greatest darga is that someone should be given money to do business with, or actual stock, to go out to split. In other words, you take somebody, let him work for you on commission, let him make money for himself and from you, to you. So that creates a partnership in which there's no decimation of the other one's personality. It becomes dependent. So now you become partners. V'yomer Baba Amr Shimon Lakish, In tamid chacham, no kein de no terken hakashu, chagrei o amotnecha. Speaking about chagor kal bracha, al yerach gibor. If you have a Talmud Chacham who is a cherub, the guy is absolutely horrific, only has bad things to say about everybody, goes around and they no kem and no tekenokish, this is no good and that's no good and we'll fight this and fight that, make him as close to you as your own belt. Whereas if you've got an Amaretz, he's the sweetest guy in the world. Chassid, al tidor b'shunato, don't live anywhere near him. Omer of Kana, Rav Shimon Lakish, Ramel Omer of Asi, Omer of Shimon Lakish, Ramel Omer of Ab, Omer of Shimon Lakish. These are all various elements of Rav Shimon Lakish issues.
I mentioned with the Rambam that this only gives a Torah.
No, it's not this man. No. What he says over there is called Tamat Chokhov Shimon Lakim and Ota Kanoch Shimon Tamat Chokhov. That's a different issue, but over here Tamat Chokhov Shimon Lakim and Ota Kanoch is not what it's referring to. There's another mimer that you're confusing, which is called Tamid Chacham She'ino no kem v'no ter k'nachash eino Tamid Chacham.
That's a
you're saying in terms of his bidos. That his, what he's doing has some relation to Shleimus. What the Amaretz is doing has no relationship to Shleimus. It's always a question of how he happens to view reality at this particular moment. And therefore, in creating a contact and a closeness with someone whose life is essentially random, the fact that he has to be a nice guy and a lot of fun, in the end, is very damaging to you. Because you get to accept things that are not really acceptable, and to become tolerant of things that shouldn't be tolerated, even though you're with very nice people. And the truth is, the most damaging people are the finest, most pleasant people. You know, the people who are least damaging are the people that you wouldn't want to get near. It's a strange thing. I mean, they're intolerable. You can't live with them. You know, at least in certain fundamentals, they're not going to be destructive.
It's so easy to choose your neighbors.
They follow you. We thought we could.
This talk about the media here in general.
Yeah, yeah. Here it doesn't mean necessarily the mila being like in the Meta Kanoch. They're more talking about the mila of like in the Meta Kanoch. What he's supposed to be.
Even a guy doesn't run out there, but some of them can be good for you, and a guy who doesn't have to be deserved.
Again, it'll affect your character. Yeah. And you'll end up changing your system of values because of it. It might have an impact on you. Another thing that is quoted from Richard Ben Lakish is that Kolam Gadol Kelev Ra B'Tov Beito Monea Chesed B'Tov Beito. Someone who has a vicious dog in his house prevents Chesed from being done to his house, because of course the best thing that a dog is good for is keeping away the Mishalach. Shehemar Lamas Mereu Chesed. And we're calling this Lamas. If you've got a Lomas in your house, then Mereu Chesed. You're going to prevent Chesed from your Rea. And in Greek, a dog is a Lamas. So she came to Lashon Yevanit, Korin Lekelev Lamas. And that by Yitzhak Omer, The end result of this is that he loses his own Yirat Shamayim, because it says, Lamos Mereo Chesed, Yirat Shaddai Yazov. No, vicious dog. Yeah, although the priest can say that even a dog that isn't really vicious, but pretends to be vicious, is just as bad. The barking dog. In fact, the example from the Gemara is from a barking dog. There was a pregnant woman who was going into her neighbor's house to bake. Novak bar kalba, so she was attacked by this barking dog who didn't hurt her. He's akir vloda, and she sensed that she was going to lose her embryo. Omlo mori de beta, so the guy, the owner of the house, said, ah, don't worry about him. Lot yitzchak, nothing to worry about. Shkile nive, we've had his canine teeth removed. Ushkile tufre, we have his claws removed. Omrale, so she said, well, you can have your tova removed too. Shkule tivutek, we've taken out your tova also. Vashav yachizre, we throw it on the thorns. Kvar nad vlad, you can try telling that to the baby on the ovens. Omravuna, maidech tiv smach bachur biyaldutecha. Viyitivcha lipcha vimeidukurotecha. So first the pasuk seems to be encouraging youngsters to have a good time and sow your oats, go around and enjoy your youth and so on, and then it comes up with this horrible ending. What are you telling me to have a good time and then tell me God's going to come and take me to din for it? And make up your mind. First we're presenting to you, no, this is what you always hear, have a good time, but Reish Lakish said, no, I've come to the great terror. The first part of the pasuk is referring to filling up. The person should find the things that he enjoys and understand the areas that are particularly interesting to him and become an expert in those things where he has particular talent and so on. Now that he becomes full of that terror, and he finishes his daf only a few times around. And now, he's going to ask you, okay, now you had fun. Are you applying it or not? If you don't apply it, so then you're going to end up paying the price of a boy having a good time. Look at this. That is great. Somebody came up with the idea we should have a picture illustrated al chayt.
That's the veil of the dark side in Pompeii.
In Pompeii. That's not bad. That's beautiful. I don't know.
Beware of the dog.
That's a very, very nice.
Beware of the dog.
Yeah, people have someone had on their own. Beautiful.
That's a problem in Pompeii.
Birit Torah. Anyway, getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a Birit is Torah. What is a Birit? I'm going to give a Birit is a bracelet. Hatzadah. How could a Birit be a bracelet? It's ridiculous. A bracelet is one of the fundamental kelim that are mentioned in Kleidia. Hatzadah, Tzamid, and so on. So, how can you tell me that a Birit is Torah when it appears in a list of kelim? And therefore should be Tamid. So, asks the Gemara, Masa Rabbi Yosef, Birit, it says in our Mishnah is Torah. So he had the Yetzer B'Shavas. Tzadah is obviously today. No, Afikamar, what Rabbi Yehuda said was that a birit is on a leg the equivalent of a bracelet on a hand. That's what he meant. So it's tachat that tzadah omer. It takes the place on a leg. Of course, what is somebody doing wearing a bracelet on their upper leg? They're holding up, bracing with the bracelet. They're holding up their socks. So therefore, it's considered to be a kli for a kli, not for a human. We already saw that a ring on a kli was Torah. This is a ring on a kli. The kli in this case being the sock. And what are we afraid of? You're going to show off your garter belt. And then your socks will fall down. So the mail is not chashash. So it's both Torah, whatever, yeah. We end up referring to women because men usually don't have psuim, which is the next piece. Yosef Rav and Ravuna came to Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah had already sort of dozed off. But they were sitting. Days, it was the rabbi that used to doze off. See how things have changed.
It's crowded.
That's right. So Rav Yirmiyah was there, he was being monotonous. Anyway, so Robin and Ravuna were discussing between themselves the sugya. So Robin says, well, I heard that a biris is a single ring, and kibalim is essentially two biris. Omele Ravuna, no, please. Well, why would that be the difference? And then it becomes tame, it makes no sense. Elu ve'elu b'shtayim, both of them are paired, obviously. The difference is that if your matil shashelet b'neihem, take a chain that now attaches the two biris, and now they became kibalim. To which he replied, that's crazy. Shashelet Shaul, Marsha Leimon, on the contrary. So now you're two steps away. Now you have a Kli to a Kli for a Kli. Why would the Shashelet make it more of a Kli? I don't understand. But he then, maybe you'll tell me, because if it has a chain, it makes noise. And something that makes noise is a Kli. So you'll say, like we had before, Kru Shubba Nachmeni, Yomer Shubba Nachmeni, Yomer Yochanan, Minayim the Mashmiya called the Kli Matachod, Shuhutamei, Shema called Dabar Shayavobesh, Afilodibur the Mashma. Don't try to invoke that din. Over there, the reason that you're using the bell is for its noise. You're certainly not going to say anything that makes noise is considered to be clean by virtue of making noise. The noise, I don't need the noise. So, I mean, unless she's playing a ghost in there or something, but I mean, you're certainly not telling me that the fact you put a chain on someone turns it into a clean. How come I'm Isaac Abel? What is it doing? I understand that the instrument is doing its music playing. No, I can never come in my son. The only rabbi of Bachanam and Yochanan Mishpacha Chata Tab Yerushalayim Shor Yupsiotim Gassod, the same family in Yerushalayim that had a tendency to walking, genetically, that tendency to walk with wide steps. Vayupetulotayim no shlot. Because of that, the girls would lose their betulim early. Asulam Kabbalim. So they made this little attachment to the birit. And Kidei Shalom Yupsiotim Gassod, to teach them to walk properly without spreading their legs too much. Vayupetulotayim no shlot. Was at that point that Rabbi Yirmiyah woke up. He terrible Rabbi Yirmiyah. I'm like, ah! Good to dream that you boys are saying something good for a change. Yasher. B'chein Amr Rabbi Yochanan. That's actually the way Rabbi Yochanan explained the Mishnah as well. Kiyos Rabbimi Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin la'arik kol shu tamei. Now, Rabbimi reported that Rabbi Yochanan, who were on the topic of Kalim as they relate to Tafshitim, and here the professor mixed the idea of Beged and Tafshit so far. We've had either Beged or Tashit. But here, there's also a partial Beged and partial Tashit, as we'll see. So he began by saying that if you have an Ori, even if it's kosher, we had the whole sugi before about Shalosh Atzvos, or Shalosh Atzvos, Franim, or Shalosh Atzvachim, or Shalosh Atzvachim, but that does explain its references to something which was left of a Beged that was initially made to be a real Beged. He had a shirt, he poured the shirt, and all that, with a rag. What size rag? But he's referring to a case where you're already a beggar for a particular purpose. That's very small. There's no shear, says Rabbi Yochanan, in beggar. And I learned that, nitzitz. I'm like, what? Tzitz? Tzitz isn't made out of orig. It's not woven at all. Tzitz arigu, Vatanya. Tzitz can mean tatz shel zahav. The tzitz was made out of gold. V'rochav shtei atzpaot, mukav mi'ozen ozen, v'katuv alav, and written on it, on two lines, v'shtei shitin, yud hei l'mala, v'shem Hashem yud hei vavke, was on the upper line, v'kodesh lamed, was l'mata, according to some l'mata, meaning beneath the shem, but to the right, so that you would read kodesh la first, and then your eye would go up to read the shem, in order to have the shem on the darga that was l'mala mimenu, but others learn that the shame was indeed on top completely. And this was meant to be read bottom up. Kodesh La, next line, Hashem. So, not that I view it as one line on two levels, but that I read it from the bottom going upwards, because it's the whole point of it, is that it raises things. You're supposed to train your mind to start low and go up. So here too, Kodesh La, Hashem. So it doesn't matter that it's not read the way we normally read lines. The Omer of Elazar Rabbi Yossi.
There was a seal that was already attached to the tzitz.
Yeah, but that is there. How would we learn that from tzitz? Where does it say that that's the beggar? Anirei tibi iromi. I saw the tzitz myself, and it was all my sister, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, when the daughter of the Caesar needed somebody to help. He went originally for another purpose, and a mace happened, and he cured his daughter, and they gave him the right to go into the Vatican and to take whatever he wanted from there and have the thing up. But he saw me while he was there. He saw the tzitz. I said, I don't know. I mean, you guys can argue about it theoretically all you want. I mean, I saw it. And it didn't have no two lines. And it said, Kodesh Lashem, B'shitachat. So he said, the Rambam brings both. He says, I didn't make it in two lines, but it's okay to make it in one line. Sometimes they did. Kisolik Ravdimi
the
Maradon.
Are the Yishim supposed to be investigated? Are they all meant to be?
Well, whatever they stole.
Yeah, right.
Whatever they got away with.
Are they supposed to be there still?
No, I think Indiana Jones made off with some of them, but I mean, those that are still there.
Yeah, so the U.S. Congress archives, and they had a today the traveling the Thomas Jefferson's Michelin and all these other things. It is the Russian inhabitant. It's the largest collection of stolen Judaism in the world. Isn't that?
Oh, they had there in Thomas Jefferson?
No, they said they had it as part of the thing. That the largest collection of Judaism in the world is stolen and it's in the Vatican. Yeah. That's
a pretty good point. That for sure must be true. So Nira, you're wrong. He saw it from Medina. So anyway, Medina was pretty upset about this because Meir was quoting Rabbi Yochanan, claiming that you can bring a riot Ari Kosher from the seats. Anyway, went back to Barada to find out what was going on. To Sholach, we sent a letter, probably an email actually. That Dvarim Shamarti Lachem Ta'utim. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Let me requote that from Kacham Rabishim Rabbi Yochanan. I got it straight now. What Rabbi Yochanan said was Minayim Atachshit Kosher Shuhutamei. There are two separate pieces, and I squeeze them together. A tachshit doesn't mean a shear. I mean, they're not from seeds. The Torah doesn't give a shear to the seeds. Minayin la'arig, proshu shu tamei. It was a separate point. How do we know that arig is tamei? That I know from the extra pasuk of O. By Shratzim, over there it says O beged. The list is over there. The O beged or Osak. That the O is marba, even kosho.
You say the
two, yeah, but it's not as the Gemara in Sukkah points out. It doesn't say that that's ma'akev, it doesn't give that this is a shear. We're going to use it as a. Anyway, Tosis points out that when it says kosher, it can't literally mean kosher, because how can you have miktsas kosher? Later on, we're going to see you have. It's both orig and the tachshit. If you have a shear between the arig and the tachshit, you have a half of the kosher. So the kosher also has a shear. That's the some level of shivas. It's the famous Brisker Rav when asked about why it's mutter to drink the water. And somebody threw in maybe a piece of bread when he was picked up, he threw in a piece of bread to Yamakinera. So the Sitzchomitz doesn't have a shear, it's also a kosher, so you can't drink it. So his famous answer was a kosher was also shoo. And it's also a shear. And the Tosis says over here. Actually, Tosis asks, what he asked, why do we need a proof? Doesn't it say tabar in Klei Gideon? The tabak to be a small, tiny tabak. Does it? How do you know? Can you take a look at the kind of tabak they're selling out there today? Maybe it was one of those kinds of tabak. Okay. So then it's got two kizaisim. Shir kazanik. So who knows what the shir is? So we need a pasuk to be marbing in kosher. Now, so that's ori kosher, tanraban. Ori kosher is tamek. Takshit kosher is tamek. Ori vitakshit kosher, something which is half arum and half a kishur. It's not completely oruk. This does point out, in other words, it must be that kosher doesn't mean just anything, it has to be some significance. Then I know out where it's oruk v'tachshit, kosher is also tamei, and mosif sak ala beged, the pasuk is adding something unique to sak, which is our sak, where it's tamei mishum oruk, which tomorrow's going to ask tomorrow, what do you mean mishum oruk? Every beged, it's mishum oruk. Omar Rabbah, let me explain to you how we know all these things. Ori kosher, as I explained. Ori kosher I learned out from the Riboy by Shrozin. It says Obeged. Takshit kosher, I learn out from the Tzitz. Orig vitakshit kosher, that I learn out from the Riboy by Kli Midyan, which says Kol Kli Masa, is after a list of all types of different things. Omar Rabbah, wait. That's written in Midyan. Midyan, the way Rashi understands the Kasha, Midyan is the Sugi of Tumas Meis. There's the whole point. And over here, the sugya is to Masheretz. Talking about Obeda. So how are you going to learn out? Your Tumas Beis is much more chomor. How can you learn out from a ribui of Kol Kli Maaseh that would be Mekabel Tumah from a mace that's also going to be Mekabel Tumah from lesser degrees of Tumah? Omar Lei, Gomar Kli Kli Mehasam. We learn out a Zereshava of Shuatzim. Because over there it says Kol Kli Asher Yaseh Malacha. And over here it says Kol Kli Maaseh. So the same way that Kol Kli is a Zimalacha by Sheretz of the Gabi Kabbalah's Tuma, so too are all of the Kalim by Klei Midyan said Legabe Tuma in precisely the same way. And Tosis doesn't like the way Rashi's learning the Kasha, because always when the Gemara has that problem, it always says, Ahu be ekstri. Not the Midyan ksi, but what kind of Tuma? Ahu be Tuma smes ksi. So how can you learn out the word? What is Ahu be Midyan ksi? As if that's a problem. What does Midyan have to do with that? Just tell me what the problem is. The problem is how came or not to the space. Too much sheriff to the space. Therefore, Dinah says it can't be the issue. The issue has to be is that Kli Midyan, we don't have a raya that Kli Midyan is referring to Tuma, the Klal. Because Vipashtis is referring to Giulei Akum. That's low. You have to Ba'esh, or Ba'bai. You have to do whether you have to Hagolah, or you have to do actual Levon, or whatever it is. Why are you thinking the Klal that Kli Midyan is not there to? Kashrut.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's the chiddush that we can learn now from Klai Midyan, even though the Torah wasn't addressing it. For that, we need the Gzeirah Shavah. It wasn't a question how. Lamaisa is going to get a little bit of the original, how to learn the original Pshat in Gemara. Because when the Gemara said, how can you say a Biritis and that's a da, and then claim that the Midrash Mishnah is Torah, so that's a that's not Torah. So Rashi says, so that's a that's not Torah, because that's one of the came of Klai Midyan. According to Dostoevsky, that doesn't prove anything. So this is Klai Midyan, this is the Gabi Kashas. In which case, I mean, what would that have to do over here with the whole question? Right? So over there, the kalim, Lamaisa, he says, again, what are you going to say? That's not edible kalim. Must be referring to kashas. Not the kashas. But then the problem says over there by behemoth, the same thing with mitzvah. Table the behemoth. What exactly is it? Tishchato. So when it says tishchato, it can't be a reference to everything. It certainly doesn't mean to put the behemoth through the. Through the mikveh, or you pass the part of the meparah by putting him by sprinkling them on now, as we saw before. So therefore, he learns that the etzim were being seen as on the fact that says kol pnimah said after it lists these kelim, which means that we're including these tachshitim in kol pnimah, even though they don't really do a ma'aseh. And later on, we're going to learn out that that thing is mekabel too, because the gemara is being seen as according to Tosfos on the limit later on, as bringing Rashi to double Rashi. That it's telling me that all of these came from a couple tumor. Month after, says Tosfos. Gentlemen, I will be missing you for a bit.
A bit.
Lo yetze ha'ish lo b'sayim v'lo b'keshet v'lo b'kshis v'lo b'alav v'lo b'roma v'im yatzach ha'im chakas v'r li'ezra m'tach shitimim lo v'chachomim omrim e'inam ela v'gnai sh'nemar v'chitetu chavutam li'itim v'chanitoteihem l'mazmerot lo yisar goy al goy cher v'lo yimadu ob milchama birit t'omra v'yotzim ba b'shabas k'volim t'meim v'ein yotzim ben b'shabas my belbo kulpa Rabbi Eliezer m'tach shitimim lo tanim alo Rabbi Eliezer if you're so sure about that יאַגט דאַכשיטן נאָ ביי דיין דעם נאָ מאַט משיע. א מאל מיט פֿישן אין צייכן, שמע לאי זא גויל גויער, זא טאבי ווי נוי בי אומ. אומ רביי מיר דאָ יא שרק בתיער. און פליג די שמו, יא בשמו אין בין אומ זאל מאַט משיע. אלע שי בוט גאל יוט דאָ וואַצ אַ טוויי פאַל דעם קער הארץ. And this is Messiah Yehudu Kibarago, the Kibarago, call on the Mim Lodi Nabu Elohim, Mota Mashiach, Avalolama Ba, Ayin Lora, Tel Aviv Zlatecha, Vigri Am Ramal of the Revelation, Yavatam Shikin Lodi, Name it, Tavil, Mota Mashiach, Amalam, who said they are? Avim Mota Mashiach, then I'm betaving. And Haina Dishmu, in which case he would now be pulling Arab Kibarago. Only Abayel Rabdimi, or maybe it was Rav Avi, or maybe it was actually Rav Yosef, said to Rabdimi, maybe it was Rav Avraham. Maybe it was actually Rav Bayer, said Rav Yosef. My time in Rav Elazar. Yomer Tachshitim Elot Etib Chagor Charmukho Yerach Yiborot Chavad Orecho. Omer Rav Kaham and Lamar Berd Ravuna. What does that prove? I would be great or active. Omer Sawat. In Mikra Yatsin Dek Shito. Omer Rav Kana. Wow. Kadavina Bartraz Bartmanes Rishnin. Agamir Lekulay Ashaz. Velo Avi Adana. Then Mikra Yatsin Dek Shito Adashta. So, my Kamashma, I'm sure you did. No, Kamashma didn't want to go to Lisba. Omra mirmi, Omra blaza shnei tabirecha, chamimu mechadetim zeze ba'alakha, agadosh borofu matzliach nem, shema v'adorcha, tzlach, I'll decree the adorcha, but rather hadadecha, your hadatcha, Lord, your chidur, Lord, alashom l'gdula, shema tzlach, rechav, and Yochol, afilu shelo lishma, tam lama dvar emetz, Yochol negiz, that kind of an but said it. Imozim kein zot, the Torah shlit u yamin, shemer v'torcha nora ot yunecha. V'nach va yitzik omer, mor net zochem and dvarim shenemru v'yivin eshetar. Yom ha-rabu barav shilam, ha-im ha-rabu yitzik v'cham rab sheshi, ma'i deftir, orach yamin b'yimina b'smula osher v'chavod. What's that supposed to mean? B'yimina v'chavod, yorach yamin b'yika, osher v'chavod leka, elo namai minim b'yam, orach yamin b'yika. Hoshkin Osha Bechavod. Mamas Vilimba Osha Bechavod Ika, but not Orach Yamit. Omre Birmi Omre Shemen Lakishne Tamid Echachamim Hanochim Zeb Lezeb Alaka. Akadosh Baruch Hu Makshiv Lehem. Shenema Az Nidburu Yirei Hashem. Vein Dibur El Nachat. Shenema Yad Beramim Tachtenu. Mayo Lechol. Shemo Omre Vami Afilu Chishev Lazut Mitzvah. Vnei Nas Vlo Asa'a. Ma'ale Ala Vakatov Ki Ilo Asa'a. אומר בחינון הברירי, כל העושה מצווה כמאמרה, אם מבשרין אותו בסורות רעות, שם השומר מצווה לא ידע דברה. Omer Vasikitem Rebetanina, Kilo Kadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Gzeira, Humi Vatla. Shemer Basher Dvar Melech Shultono Mi Omar Lo Mata Aseh. Besometli Shemer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davara. Omer Bav Omer Pshimim Melo Kishnei Tamidei Chachamim HaMakshivim Zalizem Halacha. הקדוש ברוך הוא שומע לכולם שנאמר, היושבת בגלים, חברים, מקשיבים, וקולך השמיעיני. ואם אין עושים כן גורמים לשכינה שמסתרקת בישראל, שנאמר, ברך תודי ודמי לפלפסי. אומר לבב, אומר שמלוק שני תמידי חכמים, המדגילים זה לזה מלאכה. הקדוש ברוך הוא לא עבד, שנאמר, ודגלו עליי אהבה. אומר רב, הוא עוד יעד צורת תשמעת אותה, והוא דלת לו רבו במעטה לבין במנה. אומר הבא, ואומר הבא, אמר מבשים מלאקש גודל, המלווה יותר מן עושה צדקה, ומטיל בקיץ יותר מכולם. ואומר הבא, אמר מבשים מלאקש, אם תלמיד חכם דוקים מן יותר כנך חשוב, חוגרי הוא המתנך. אם המארץ הוא חסיד, אל תדור בשכונתו. אומר הבקענה, אמר מבשים מלאקש, ואמר מבאסי, אמר מבשים מלאקש, ואמר מבאב, אמר מבשים מלאקש, כל המגדל כלב רב הטוב ואיתו מנה החסד מתוך מידה שנאמר לא מס מאיר חסד כן בלשון יוונית למס, not למס למס מאיר חסד כן בלשון יוונית קוראים לכלב למס רמדק מריץ ואומר אף פורק ממנו יראת שמיים שמה וירד שדה יעזוב היית תדעי לנהות בית הלמיפה נופך ביקר בית עקר ולודו אמר לו מרי דה בית אה, don't worry about it לא תתחילי, שקילה ניבי, שקילה דופרי, סשי, שקולה תבוסי, ושד יחיזה, כבר נד ולד. אמרו, ונא מי דכתיב סמך בחור בילדותך, ויתיב חולים חביבי בחורותך, והלך בדרכי דיבך ובבר עיניך, ודעת יעל כל אלו יביאך אלוהים במשפט, עד כאן דברי יצר הרע, מכאן ואלה דברי יצר טוב. ושלא כשאומרים, לא, עד כאן דברי תורה, כנראה למה שמתאים. Birit Torah. Amr Vira, Birit is a tzadah. Masri, yes, akra Birit bin a tzadah. Birit Torah, yoseba b'shabat, yoseba tzadah, so it's meyayin. Hochi kama, Birit, takat, a tzadah omere. Yati kama, rafana 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 kama, Birit must be b'achat, and kolima b'shtayim, on the rafana, no, elu v'elu b'shtayim, umetim in shashalat, the name, and ask for kibolim. What, shashalat, shabam, b'shabat, they wanna? How are you going to explain that? He told me to go to Shmuel Barach Meini, Yom Shmuel Barach Meini, Yom 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 Minayin Ha Shmuel Kol Bikli Matachot Shul Tamei Shema Kol Davar Asher Yavol Beish Afil Dibur B'mashma Vishle Mahatam Kabol Lei Bekol Bekol Vin Masa The job that it's made for is to make music But Ocha My Masa Kovin Ocha Nami Kovin Masa Yom Rabba Rabba Chana Midocha Mishpacha Akat Aita Birushalayim Shayu Psiyotehen Gassot והיו בתולותיהם נושרות, עשו להם כבלים, והטילו שרשרת ביניהם שלא היו פסיעותיהם גסות, ולא היו בתולותיהם נושרות. צער הבאו רבי ירמיה אמרו, יופ, תרגעות, יאשר, ואין אומר רבי יוחנן. כזו דימה אמרו, יופ, מנהל לאורי, כגושו, שהוא תמי מציץ. אמרו, לבי, וואץ, ציץ, ציץ הרגעו, זה נציץ כמינתה של זו, ברוך השתי רצפות, מגב מוזם האוזן, כותב עליו שני שיטים, יהודי למעלה, קודש למן, קודש להשם, למטה, קודש למד אני למטה, ויאמר ולא זברת יוצא, אני אוהב ירומי, וכתוב קודש להשם בשיטה אחת, סלק מדימי מהדר, שוכלו, סארי, 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 דברים שמעתי לכם טעות אין בידע. ברם, כך אומר משום מביוך. First of all, מנהל התחשיב כושר שוטמי, מציץ. And then, what I have made a mistake with, was מנהל מאורי כושר שוטמי. מאובדת, תנאו בונן, אורי כושר שוטמי. Takshik kosher tamei. Orig, vi takshik kosher tamei. Most of sak ala begat shetamei mishum orig. Omer Rava, orig kosher tamei that I know from Obed. Takshik kosher tamei that I know from Natsitz. Orig, vi takshik kosher tamei, I don't know that. Mikol kli maaseh. Amo yomer, bano Rava, how be Midian? Amo, it doesn't matter. Namar klei klei mihatam, all the klei Midian, and nogea klei tamei.
That's a big day. Big day, Kavuna. Big day, Kavuna.